Donnie?
Yeah.
This is Trig Black in Louisville, Kentucky.
Hey, Trig. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. And you probably don't remember me, but I was with Peggy Rogers in Cincinnati when we had you up there about a year ago. And, of course, we've also promoted you here in Louisville, and we're so glad that you're coming back for the state fair.
Well, we're excited about it.
That's great. All right, now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Donnie. I'm going to put you on with Johnny Randolph, who's a program director here at Wacky Radio, and he's going to shoot some questions at you, and we want to tape them. Then we want to do a couple of promo lines here that we'll use as drop-ins on the air.
Okay.
Okay?
This will be taped and not live, right?
We're going to tape everything, and then we're going to rerun it back many, many times, okay?
Okay.
All right, here's Johnny Randolph, Donnie.
Hi, Donnie.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. You winning any money in a slot machine?
Oh, I don't gamble.
You're smart. there's no way you can win on those things.
That's
anyway.
Right.
We've already done a thing this evening where we had the listeners call up and just fire up some questions that they wanted me to ask you.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have a whole Osmond weekend where we're going to play back the answers. And we have a question and answer once an hour and all that. So the whole thing
really?
Is be taped. Yeah, so we'll get back here and edit them and everything else. And so we're going to just have the whole Osmond weekend. And we've got a bunch of tickets we're going to give away following that. So,
oh, that's great.
So, and then also, like Trig said, I also have a couple of one-liners you can do for us.
The promo thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want the questions or the one-liners first?
why don't we do the questions?
Okay. All right, Donnie, how tall are you now?
I'm about 5'8", 5'9", somewhere around there.
And how do you like working with your sister Marie?
Oh, it's fun. We did our first single together, which was a pretty big hit. And the reason we did record together was last time here in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace, we did a song called "Where Is the Love," you know, by Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack.
Right.
And the response on that was phenomenal. And you know, people wanted us to record together, and we thought it was a good idea. We tried it, and I guess our voices, being brother and sister, blended so well together. And it's fun recording with her, too.
Good. You don't fight with your sister like most people do.
No.
Donnie, you're a pretty together guy. What do you want to get out of life?
Well, eventually I want to get married, but not for a long time. And have a big family. I do want to stay in show business, though.
You get it in your blood, it's hard to get out, isn't it?
What's that?
I say you get show business in your blood, it's hard to get out, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, that's right.
Is it true, Donnie, that you're interested in electronics?
That's right. Yeah, I love it.
Didn't you just build something?
I built last Christmas I got a TV and built that.
Was it black and white or color?
No, it's color.
That's amazing.
And in my bedroom, I built my bedroom, and that's all electrified.
And it works the first time you plug it in, too, after you build it, right?
What's that?
I say it works the first time you plug it in, right after you build it, right?
Well, so far it has.
Good. Donnie, how old is Jimmy?
He's 11 years old now.
And, of course, he sings with you all the time. He does travel with you constantly, doesn't he?
Yeah, he travels with us, but he's not a member of the group yet.
I see.
Not a full-fledged member.
Donnie, one of our listeners had the question, that is, why don't the Osmonds play concerts in very large cities? Large cities, I would imagine that they would mean something like, say, a Chicago or something like that.
Oh, we play concerts in large cities.
So then their question then is really kind of unfounded, right?
Right.
Okay. What's your favorite dessert, Donnie?
Probably a banana split.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all. I had one yesterday, as a matter of fact.
There you go. Donnie, one of our listeners wanted to know, do you like girls who are tomboys?
Well, not really.
Okay, let
me explain that, though.
Okay.
It's an age I think every girl goes through. But when they grow up, I mean, at least I hope they grow up, I want them to be feminine. And act like a girl instead of a tomboy, you know.
Donnie, what kind of girls do you go for?
I like all types, you know. I like them to be themselves. I don't like them to hype anyone. Good sense of humor, good personality. That's what I think I'd like in a girl.
Donnie, one of our listeners had the question for you. Which person, brother or sister, do you feel that you're the closest to, and which one do you enjoy spending the most time with?
Well, that'd be hard for me to say because I enjoy each member of the family. I don't think I could pick out one favorite. I enjoy being with every one of them.
You're very closely knit group, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Donnie, do you like long hair on girls?
Yeah.
Do you like short hair on girls?
What's that?
Do you like short hair on girls?
Well, I sort of like longer hair, I guess.
There you go. Okay. Donnie, what is going to be your goal music-wise in the next few years?
Well, it depends, and it's anyone's guess. You sort of have to stay with the trend of music. You can't go too far way out, you know. And it's anyone's guess where music is headed. So I really don't know. Are you talking about myself, the group, or what?
Probably yourself. This listener called in the question, and she asked it to. She knew that that I would be talking to you, and so I assume that she meant you as an individual.
Okay. Well, I think I will always sing the love ballads the way I've done, but I would like to get into a heavy bag also. Like the group, as a member of the group, we like to do all types of music, and that's what I want to do.
Donnie, is it true that Jay, your brother, is going to be doing an LP, an album?
Possibly. It's in the talk stages right now. We're not too sure about when it's going to be released or when we're going to record it, but we're talking about it.
Donnie, here's a question probably everyone asks you. Are you or your brothers or sisters, how do your parents feel about dating before you're 16?
I think it's a good rule. I really do think it's a good rule. It's a rule that my parents set along with the church. And I think it means more when you're older, when you're about 16.
One of our listeners, Donnie, asked, did the Osmonds really write the articles for the teen magazines?
Well...
As if you don't have enough other things to do.
Let me put it this way. Sometimes we have interviews and sometimes we don't.
I understand.
And the times that you don't have the interviews,
that causes all the problems,
well,
right?
You can't blame him because... you know, how much can they write about someone without stretching the truth a little?
That's true.
But sometimes they do get a little rank out of their bounds.
Donnie, another question here. Is it true that you're going with Marie McCormick?
Maureen McCormick?
Yes.
I haven't even met her. Wait, I met her once.
So then you're not going with her then?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I'm not going with her.
Those are all the questions that we had, Donnie, if those aren't enough questions.
Let me ask one there,
okay,
Johnny.
All right.
There's been a lot of talk in the trades and a lot of people talking about, of course, you know, as young men grow up, their voices somewhat change. And someone was, you know, asking me the other day, you know, can you tell the change in Donnie's voice? And I said, well, maybe a little bit there. It's getting a little deeper, I guess. Which voice do you like, the old Donnie Osmond or the new Donnie Osmond?
Well, I can't say that I hated the old Donny Osmond because it got me where I am now. And I can't say I hate my new voice because I have to go through the voice change, and I think it's a stronger voice than I had before. It's not as squeaky, you know, and it's someone that every boy has to go through, and I'm glad I went through it, and I'm glad from what I got out of it.
That's good. Okay, Johnny, go ahead.
Okay. Your record, by the way, is number one for this. Is the third week that I'm leading up to use number one.
Which oh, really?
Yeah, that's probably going to be just about the biggest Osmond record here, if not the biggest, close to it. It really is. I know that the record was early here, and I'm not really sure how, you know, how it's doing in all parts of the country as far as, you know, how far up the chart it's going. But it's doing extremely well here. Let me get these one lines out of the way, and then we'll let you get back to doing what you were going to do before we hit you on the telephone, okay?
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to rattle these off, and you can repeat them after me, and that'll be it, or you want to write them down? They're short.
Are they short?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I could just memorize them.
Okay. What we're going to do with this one right here is we're going to play this, and whenever we broadcast this on the air, the correct caller on the phone will win an Osmond album and tickets to see the Osmonds. And this one-liner is... see, W-A-K-Y spells wacky. That's what we're referred to more than anything else. Yeah, so can you do, this is Donny Osmond and Wacky's number one.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
Hi, this is Donny Osmond and Wacky is number one.
Okay, good. Now, the next one is, this is a little bit longer. Something like, I'm Donny Osmond and we'll be in Louisville August 24th. And we'll be listening to Wacky.
Okay. Hi, this is Donny Osmond, and we'll be in Louisville August 24th, and we're going to listen to Wacky.
Now, can you do the same thing and say this Saturday night?
This Saturday night?
Right.
Okay, sound like, hi, this is Donny Osmond.
And we'll be in Louisville this Saturday night, and we'll be listening to Wacky, something like that.
Say it one more time.
Hi, this is Donny Osmond, and we'll be in Louisville this Saturday, and we'll be listening to Wacky.
Okay. Hi, this is Donny Osmond, and we'll be in Louisville this Saturday, and we'll listen to Wacky.
Okay, I got a couple more here. This is Donny Osmond, and we'll see you at the State Fair August 24th, and something like keep listening to Wacky.
Okay. Wait a minute. We'll be at State Fair?
Yeah, you'll be at the State Fair August 24th.
Okay. Hi, this is Donny Osmond, and we'll be at the State Fair August 24th, and we'll listen to Wacky.
Okay, now can you do that one where it says this Saturday?
Okay, this is Donny Osmond.
We'll be at the State Fair
this Saturday.
Right.
Hey, Donny, how about, hi, this is Donny Osmond, we'll be at the State Fair this Saturday, and keep it on Wacky.
And keep it on Wacky?
Right.
Okay. Wait a minute. I'm Donny Osmond. We'll be at the State Fair this Saturday and keep it on Wacky.
Right.
Okay. Hi, this is Donny Osmond, and we'll be at the State Fair this Saturday, so keep it on Wacky.
Okay, good. Now I got one more here. This is Donny Osmond, and you can win albums or tickets to our August 24th concert right here on Wacky. That's long, I know.
Okay, say it one more time.
This is Donny Osmond, and you can win albums or tickets to our August 24th Louisville concert right here on Wacky.
Something like, hi, this is Donny Osmond, and...
And you can win albums or tickets...
Albums or tickets.
...to our August 24th Louisville concert right here on Wacky.
Okay, I'll try it.
Okay.
Here goes.
All right.
Hi, this is Donny Osmond, and you can win albums or tickets to our concert in Louisville. Wait a minute.
Okay, this is Donny Osmond, and you can win albums or tickets to our August 24th Louisville concert right here on Wacky.
Okay.
You're going to own this station for the next 2 weeks. You know that, don't you?
Really?
Every time you turn on the radio, we're going to hear you.
Okay, you know, I better write this down.
This is the last one. It is rather long.
Well, if it's the last one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll try it.
Okay.
Say it one more time.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
This is Donny Osmond, and you can win albums or tickets to our August 24th Louisville concert right here on Wacky.
Okay. Hi, this is Donny Osmond, and you can win albums or tickets to our August 24th Louisville concert right here on Wacky.
Yay!
Great!
All right.
Fantastic.
Let me ask you one question before Johnny goes here, Donny. When we had you in Cincinnati last time I was up there with Peg, you had a fantastic close, or near close to your show, which was with the karate.
Right.
Now, shortly after you left Louisville, matter of fact, I think it was the next concert you had after you left Cincinnati. Was it Alan or one of your brothers that got his nose broken?
Jay got his nose broken, and Alan got his... Alan hit Jay, actually. It was accidental.
I'm sure it was accidental. Did you keep it in the show, the karate exhibition?
Yeah, we sure did.
Okay, now, will you...
I want to know something, though.
Okay.
We had two shows that day, and Alan broke Jay's nose the first show, and the second show was just a couple hours later, so Jay, with without the nose being set or anything, had to do the whole show with a broken nose.
Wow.
That's something else. Okay, now, is the karate exhibition still in your show that you'll have do here in Louisville on the 24th?
Well, would you like to see it?
I believe everybody. Listen, there's been more talk about.
Yeah.
Pardon?
We're putting the act together right now.
That's great. I'm telling you, everybody, there's been a lot of talk about that karate exhibition.
Okay.
So I just wanted you to know it. Donnie, we sure do appreciate it. Johnny, you got any more questions?
Donnie, thank you, Meg. I know you're busy. You know, you're taking up a lot of time.
It's a closing night here in Las Vegas.
That's a great town.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun. Okay. And we're looking forward to coming there.
Oh, we'll see you. Yeah, really looking forward to it.
Donnie, thank you very much. Is Frank still in the room?
Yeah, he's here.
Can I speak with him a moment?
Okay. Nice talking to you.
Thanks, Donnie, very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.